Hello friends, this will be the last part on prayer, and we are going to pick it up in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. It's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony born at the proper time. And for this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, and I am not lying. As a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth, therefore I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. Here we see that we are to pray for all who are in authority over us. No matter what government we live under, and no matter how we feel about that government that is over us, and about those who are over us, we're to pray to God. Why? So that He can work in the hearts of men. So that He can run them the way He chooses. So that we can have peace in our lives and tranquility and are able to spread the gospel of Christ without hindrances. Now, of course, there are going to be trials and persecutions, but, you know, whatever God will is, that's what He wants. But still, yeah, we're to pray for these people. That's good and acceptable to God. Why? Because He wants all men to be saved. He wants all men to know the truth. You know, there are some who say that God hates sinners. You know, God hates sin. But He died for us all. He loves us all. And He doesn't want any to perish. Period. Now, some will because they choose not to believe in the gospel. They choose not to believe in Christ. They want to go their own way. That's their choice. But it can't be said that God did not lay it all out for us all to choose to be with Him. So here we see that we are instructed to pray for those in authority so that God can guide them to let us be, so that we can do His work on this earth. And that's spreading the knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. And again, it is reiterated here in verse 8. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. Remember, we talked before about our hands being open, not holding on to anything, unforgiveness or anything, hatred, bitterness, open, so that our prayers won't be hindered. So no matter who is over us, just pray to God, okay, so that you can live a peaceful life, or a life according to His will for you. Alright, let's move on to James chapter 4, verse 3. James chapter 4, verse 3. Actually, let's start in verse 1. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is it not the source of your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. And you are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. A couple of lessons before, I told you about God not answering prayer for certain people. And this is just one of the reasons why that God doesn't answer prayer. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. What is the intent behind our prayers? Now, we know that we have to come to God open and humble, because He knows all things. He knows what we need. So even before we open up our mouths and ask, we have to realize, why are we praying for what we are praying for, basically? What is the intent? Is it so that we can be comfortable? Is it something that that's going to help us with our walk with God, to deepen it? You know, a lot of us may ask for, you know, for money so that, you know, we can at least relax and not have to worry about it. But you have to remember that we are not to be anxious for anything, first of all. Nothing should make us anxious, because we have the Father. And we receive from Him. He will take care of us if we give Him charge over us. If we give Him charge over our lives, He will be taken care of. Period. We must have the faith to realize that. Okay, so what else will we be praying for? Is it something that we would spend on our own pleasures? We have to look at that. We always have to examine ourselves, or we're just wasting our breath. We can't chase after wrong things. We can't continually to be outside of the will of God. We can't be friends of the world, we make ourselves enemies of God. So consider, before you even bow down and prostrate yourself before God, look at your heart. Look at the thing that you're asking for. Let's move on to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, when his son shall ask him for a loaf, will he give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him? Therefore, however you want people to treat you, so treat them, for this is the law of the prophets. Now, that's kind of self-explanatory. Again, not only do we have to examine what we are asking for, this goes along with asking God and believing that you will receive what you're asking for, because you're asking with the right motives. You're asking in righteousness. He loves us. He doesn't want our way to always be hard and torturous. Okay, we do not always have to be in a perpetual trial. All I'm saying is, when you ask of God, number one, make sure you're asking with the right motives. Even if you are asking for money, or cars, or houses, or whatever, make sure you're asking with the right motives. And then realize God hears you. He will give it to you, because He loves you. Okay, let's go to Psalm 66. And we're going to go to verses 16 through 20. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell you what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away from my prayer, nor His loving kindness from me. And that's just a period from the statement that we were just talking about. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But, remember, if you're asking with the right motives, believing in faith that you have what you've asked for, but certainly God has heard. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. That's faith. Blessed be God, who has not turned away from my prayer, nor His loving kindness from me. That's just an example of faith. Receiving what you've asked for, knowing that God heard you. Being comfortable in knowing who you are in Christ, knowing that you are righteous, knowing that you are a child of God. He loves you. He will take care of you. He will reward you. Alright, this last one is just an example. I like this last thing here. We're going to go to Daniel chapter 9. And the reason why I'm going here, you know, most of the Psalms are prayers, basically. And a lot of people basically can see how you should pray to God. And those men pouring out their hearts to Him in all sorts of conditions and all sorts of topics, reaching out to God, you know, while they're being oppressed, you know, in their joy, in their wanderings, in their doubts, continually reaching out to God. Psalms provide a great example of prayer. And this is one that I like. And this is Daniel. And he's just being real and open and honest. Basically, he's just being naked before God. I guess that's why I like this. And this also shows you what happens when we think that God isn't answering us. We'll pick it up in verse 3. So I gave my attention to the Lord God, to seek Him by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps His covenant and loving kindness for those who love Him and keep His commandments. We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, and rebelled, even turning aside from Thy commandments and ordinances. Moreover, we have not listened to Thy servants, the prophets, who spoke in Thy name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Righteousness belongs to Thee, O Lord, but to us open shame, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those who are nearby and those who are far away in all the countries to which Thou hast driven them because of their unfaithful deeds which they have committed against Thee. Open shame belongs to us, O Lord, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against Thee. To the Lord our God belong compassion and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against Him. Nor have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in His teachings which He has set before us through His servants the prophets. Indeed, all Israel has transgressed Thy law and turned aside, not obeying Thy voice, so that the curse has been poured out on us along with the oath which is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, for we have sinned against Him. Thus He has confirmed His words which He has spoken against us and against our rulers who ruled us, to bring on us great calamity. For under the whole heaven there has not been done anything like what was done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come on us. Yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning away from our iniquity and giving attention to Thy truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the calamity in store and brought it on us, for the Lord our God is righteous with respect to all His deeds which He has done, but we have not obeyed His voice. And now, O Lord our God, who hast brought thy people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast made a name for thyself, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have been wicked. O Lord, in accordance with all thy righteousness acts, let now thy anger and thy wrath turn away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. For because our sins and iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people have become a reproach to all those around us. So now, our God, listen to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplications. And for thy sake, O Lord, let thy face shine on thy desolate sanctuary. O my God, incline thy ear and hear. Open thy eyes and see our desolations in the city which is called by thy name. For we are not presenting our supplications before thee on account of any merit on our own, but on account of thy great compassion. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For thine own sake, my God, do not delay, because thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Now while I was praying and speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God in behalf of the holy mountain of my God, while I was still speaking in prayer, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision previously, came to me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering. And he gave me instruction and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding. At the beginning of your supplications, the command was issued, and have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. So give heed to the message and gain understanding of the vision. So basically, Daniel had an immediate answer, immediate action from his prayer there. Okay, and here, later on in chapter 10, we read, let's see, where is this? In chapter 10, in verse 12, basically Daniel received a vision after he prayed that prayer that we just read. He received a vision, and he didn't understand it. So here in verse 12, the angel came back to him and he says, then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel, from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this, on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the king of Persia. So basically, the angel came to give Daniel this message so that Daniel could understand the vision that he had. But he was fighting the spirits in the air, trying to get to Daniel. And he said he was withstood for 21 days until Michael came to help him out. So sometimes in our prayers, the ministering angels who are there to help us in our lives have to do battles with the demons that are ruling over this world to get to us, to move things along. So sometimes our prayers aren't instant. Sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes it's just God's will that we wait, to endure, to grow in patience. You know, and sometimes you know, our prayers are just held up by the evil one. But notwithstanding all this, we just have to know that God hears us. If we're praying from the right place in our hearts, God hears us. He will act for us. And that prayer is a direct communication and a most important, basically, and the most important step in our relationship with being with God and dealing with others. Prayer releases things in our lives. It unchains us from things in our lives. It releases God in other people's lives. Basically, it's just the action of God. It allows God to move. It allows God's will to be done through other people, through us. It's very important that we keep that and protect that so that we can be kept and protected. Always keep that link between you and God open and unhindered. Amen.